Do privacy nutrition labels stop us from eating the burger, figuratively speaking? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino in for Molly Wood. About 7 months ago, Apple rolled out some new features that let users see exactly how apps collect data about us and share it with advertisers. The privacy nutrition labels run pretty much on the honor system. It's up to the app makers to provide the info. Now, Google is revealing how its own labels might work for Android. Ashkan Soltani is a fellow at Georgetown Law's Center on Privacy and Technology. He says we can get a sense of how effective Google's labels might be by looking at how Apple's have worked so far.
Well, so I don't think the labels themselves were all that effective, but I do think the fact that Apple bundled the labels along with this pop-up that consumers got, which asked if they want to allow the app to track them, right? And so the combination of raising awareness, but also giving consumers a choice to opt out of that tracking.
So it's kind of like a 1-2 punch there.
Correct. So Google's doing the first part of that 1-2 punch where they're raising awareness about tracking. They're requiring app developers tell consumers the purposes for which they're collecting data. But importantly, unlike Apple, Google is not providing consumers with a way to opt out or to block particular types of location collection, for example, tracking across apps, which is the real important piece of Apple's changes.
When it comes to the actual nutrition labels, one of the issues, you know, that you raised last time was that these are going to be sort of self-reported by the app makers, the nutrition label information. Have there been any checks to make sure that the information in these labels is actually correct?
So that's been one of the most critical pieces of this ecosystem, is that it's all on the honor system, right? And not only honor system from the app developers, you know, being honest about the information they collect, but also from Apple and Google actually following up and enforcing, right? So if they do find out, for example, that an app developer, like a major app developer, isn't being accurate about their data collection, will Apple and Google enforce or kick off that app from the store? We don't actually know. We saw a little bit of this very early on with ByteDance and TikTok and a couple other companies that were exploring technical ways to circumvent Apple's privacy protections. And it did seem like Apple had maybe stern words with those companies, or there was public posturing, but we don't have a lot of insight or detail. We're just trusting that these platforms have our best interest. That's different from, for example, in California, we have a law that essentially requires companies to honor certain kinds of opt-outs. It's the California Consumer Privacy Act. And there you have not only companies potentially enforcing this, but you have state attorney generals that can essentially subpoena companies and then fine them for not honoring their privacy promises or their promises to opt out. And so that, I think, is a potentially a better system than the self-regulatory model, but that's, of course, not available everywhere.
So if Google doesn't have any plans to add this second punch in the 1-2 punch, are the nutrition labels then going to be very effective on Android?
I expect no. Most consumers, even when they're made aware of privacy invasions, often continue to use the apps and services because they don't have choice, right? And just because we tell consumers they're being surveilled makes them uneasy, but doesn't prevent them from using these apps because they rely on Facebook to communicate with their family. They rely on Gmail. They rely on, you know, WhatsApp to communicate with others. So I don't think just raising awareness does much except make people uneasy, unfortunately.
Within that broader market and kind of its effect on, say, companies like Facebook and their reliance on targeted ads, how important is it for Google to sort of cumulatively add on to the effect of Apple? Or is Apple big enough that it can kind of change the landscape on its own?
Well, what was interesting and surprising is that we just, Apple hit 50% of the smartphone marketplace. So previously, you know, just 2 years ago, Apple only had 30% of the market. And so we're seeing iPhones really kind of take off, but it's still significant, right? Mm-hmm. It's only 50% of the market. You still have a whole other half of the market that's using Android. And having Android users not only be aware of privacy kind of practices of the apps they use, but also have the ability to, for example, block tracking is, I think, going to be important. Without Google stepping up and following up with that second punch, I don't think there's going to be much change or much effect on that second part of the market, except for maybe some uneasiness.
I mean, given that, why do you think Google doesn't have plans to do this?
Well, Google's primary business model is behavioral advertising, whereas Apple's business model is selling products. And so Google, by adding that second choice, by preventing apps from sending them data, would be cutting off a very important and valuable stream of information to their platform that they use to sell ads, right? It's essentially they would be handicapping themselves. This move to add privacy labels, I feel, is a kind of a public PR move to compete on these nutrition labels.
Ashkan Soltani is a fellow at Georgetown Law. And about that honor system, Apple says if app developers misrepresent their data policies, federal regulators could go after them. Google is strengthening anti-tracking protections for Android users, but hasn't said it will put the button in their face the way Apple has. And now for some related links. The Verge has some screenshots of what Google's new nutrition labels will look like. They could start appearing in the Google Play Store next year. And already, we're seeing some effects from the changes Apple made. Facebook, in its earnings report last week, said, quote, "We continue to expect increasing ad targeting headwinds in 2021 from regulatory and platform changes, notably the recent iOS updates." And the Wall Street Journal reported earlier this month that advertisers have begun shifting spending to Android, as an estimated 2/3 of iOS users opt out of in-app tracking. Whether that shift in ad spend holds up after Google's privacy labels rollout might be a good indicator of how effective they are. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.